Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as a popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, but Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies coming to you from the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on Tuesday, April 23rd, 2013. Since last I spoke and you listened, I saw Star Trek Into Darkness, motherfuckers. Yeah, I did. I watched it. Eyeballed it. Beginning to end. Well, I ran out during the credits, so I don't know if there's a scene at the end. But thank you to Paramount for letting me into one of the first ever, I think the first ever screening of the movie with people that didn't have anything to do with making it. And I won't spoil anything, but I will say that if you're a Star Trek fan, you will love it. And if you're not a Star Trek fan, you still might think it's pretty fun. You still might kind of enjoy it. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At Cheyenne Wright tweeted, "That was fast. HBO Films has a sequel lined up for Burt Wonderstone. I think it's called Behind the Candelabra." This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. That's a pretty solid reference, but you have to have seen all the ads for the Liberace movie on HBO and be some of the few that saw Burt Wonderstone to put that all together. So that wasn't fun for everybody, but it was fun for me. St. Louis! I hope you haven't been destroyed yet as depicted in the TV show Defiance, because I will be at the Firebird in St. Louis on Saturday, May 4th. Let's look in the prize bag, you guys. Yeah, it's there's some good stuff in there. There's a motion picture that I'll talk about a little later. There's some sort of comedy video. I brought a shirt that was given to me by the good people at houseofhaha.com. And, look at this. Another thing. Somebody gave me a bunch of hint water. And it says, drink water, not sugar. So it kind of berates you and then gives you a delicious water with a hint of lime. That's why it's called hint, I'm assuming. Smug Life, my CD, some deliciousness that we'll talk about. There's definitely, like, if you're hungry, you want to win tonight. And an I Heart You bump sticker, not necessarily bumper, you can put it anywhere. I'm not going to tell you what to do with it, but with some little, the heart is like is weed in the shape of a heart. I weed heart you. So I don't know what that's about. Please help me in welcoming Beck Bennett, Pete Holmes, and Werner Herzog.
Doug, I was telling a ghost story and you ruined it. Hello. I stepped on your ghost story.
You stepped on my ghost story punchline.
It was very scary.
And you know what's embarrassing is I was telling it, and Paul, Werner. Fuck. I'm sorry. I didn't do that to ruin things. A moment earlier, it was different.
I don't understand. What did you ruin? Because one of the guys that works here, Paul, was backstage
there
as well.
There it is. That's why they know you as the professional.
That's how they know me. I am Leon the professional.
Oh, you only drink milk and you shoot sniper bullets with children? That movie's fucking creepy. Is he fucking her?
No, he doesn't make love to her.
Is he finger
little,
making
little
love to
baby,
her?
Baby Natalie Portman? But you
a
knew she
bit?
Was going to be hot.
Smelling the back of her neck. And...
All right, Pete Holmes is here. I guess I should say that.
Spooning. Hello.
Just got to get right to the
Hello.
Fact that Pete Holmes is here. There's and no ignoring that Pete Holmes is here. Congratulations on your new television program premiering in November.
Thank you very much, Doug. I look forward to having you on.
TBS, Always Be Funny.
It's TBS Characters Welcome. Thank you very much.
TNT.
Watch out for... No, TNT.
Here comes the comedy.
Here comes the boom. That's what I was going to say. TNT.
Which one do you want?
Booms Welcome.
You're on TBS.
AMC.
No, you're not.
I'm on USA. Is there anything lamer? How can we make our network appeal to Americans? Call it USA? You're the CEO. That's a lot of acronyms. AAA,
Pete,
HIV.
Pete Holmes and his acronym humor.
I love good
it's
acronym humor.
It's great to have
humor.
You here, buddy.
The...
All right. Is there like an off switch or something? Or... Should we?
So this woman is dropping her child. She got the child in the car, and it's like,
this is the ghost story?
Yeah. This is it.
Is it?
It's so fast.
Does it have anything to do with movies?
Yes.
No, it doesn't. You liar.
Yeah. No,
You're
it does.
A liar. So try to slip it in later.
This woman was.
There's been too much Pete Holmes so far.
I agree.
We have to go to the other guests.
Because right.
they're great guys that came down, I mean, and they're just not.
Listen to this guy's
they're
voice.
They're not going to fight with you.
It's going to be worth the download. Ready?
Well, the reason that Beck Bennett is here, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And
thank you.
The reason that he is here is
Hello?
Because
Hello?
He's.
Hello.
I think those AT&T commercials he's in are hilarious,
and he
has to deal with children.
Yeah, I know. It's
and you. You, Pete Holmes, are the E-Trade baby.
Yes, I am. The voice of the baby. Yeah, I'm a baby. Who cares?
No, it's not. More effeminate.
Yeah, I'm the baby.
This is the worst. Body switch movie ever made.
Doing those commercials is always hard.
Oh, stop doing that.
Working with children, and you never know what you're going to get. And
well, you know what?
Thank you for having me.
You know,
Pete, I just want to say I'm a big fan.
I don't think
anybody's doing it quite like you. And,
thank you so much, Beck.
The way your body moves just makes me come. I just want to know something about the way you're abnormally shaped and proportioned.
I agree.
Your head's a little too big.
This is why noted filmmaker and madman Werner Herzog is here because...
Oh, you can't rob him. He got nothing.
Because somebody has to help me keep control of this.
I am curious to discover that I have some sort of purpose being here.
Well, you're also the Leonard Maltin Game champion ongoing.
Thank you.
The Leonard what now?
Yeah, that's a game that we play on the show sometimes.
Not if I win my game.
Right? It's usually not when Pete Holmes is on.
Yeah, we usually
don't get to all the games.
Pete, I like you a lot. I think you look like Jeff Bridges and you went time traveling and something went wrong.
Thank you so much. That's my Pete Holmes voice.
It's pretty good,
right?
Yeah,
Wait, can I hear you speak?
Yeah, I'll give you a little touchstone. Hey, Doug, thanks for having me.
Hey, Doug, thanks for having me.
Now let's do Norm MacDonald. Hey, Doug, thanks so much for having me. I hope my film Dirty Work comes out.
I got the sports show.
I got a big gambling problem.
I'm trying to imagine a universe in which this would be entertaining to the listener.
Guys, time traveling to roast us. I don't know what that's accomplishing. I loved you in Jack Reacher. Just kidding.
Out now on Blu-ray.
And Werner brought a copy of a motion picture he made with Klaus Kinski called My Best Friend.
Please hold your applause as Doug is incorrect. It is entitled My Best Fiend because it is about my relationship with noted psychopath and part-time actor Klaus Kinski. As you see on the cover, he is. I am smiling rapturously as he is holding a machete to my throat, with a look of messianic ecstasy on his face, attempting to end my life.
Can I see that?
Yep.
Yeah, I want to look at that.
Yep, that's exactly what's going on there.
Who is Klaus?
I'm sorry that I have not provided a copy of my new release, Jack Reacher, in which I play an acting role. I, of course, will be shipped a crate of them from the studio, but they have not yet arrived. And I want to caution everyone that it does not yet seem to be in stores from what I'm told. So before you go driving all over the goddamn city like some sort of idiot, maybe research before you get in your car that Jack Reacher is not yet in stores.
Love T. Cruz.
In case that happens to anyone.
Wait, is that a news story? I feel like we're laughing more. There's like an informity to that laugh. An informity. It's laughing like they know something.
Werner was just telling it like it is.
Some people have a poor grasp of the English language. I don't know that informity is a word.
It's a word. It's like conformity, but more informative.
I think you may be suffering from an infirmity that affects your speech center.
I think they have a sale on informities down at...
American Apparel. Yeah,
American Apparel.
I prefer sure. the novelties they have at Spencer's.
Okay. And Beck also brought a VHS copy of Yakov Smirnov's What a Country.
Yes.
Comedy video.
Great VHS.
It's really, so. It's hard to tell if he autographed it or if it's just $8. That's hard to tell.
Yeah.
Is that an autograph?
Yeah. No, it's $8. I wrote $8 on it.
Oh, okay.
So. I'm charging $8 for it. If you win it, you owe me $8.
And what are these delicious things that you brought?
Those are cake monkeys.
Those are.
Does anybody know what cake monkeys
I
are?
I don't. See, he said to me backstage like I was supposed to go, oh, yeah, cake monkeys.
Yeah.
But so just to be clear, you brought two gifts.
Yeah, I brought two gifts.
Okay.
Because cake monkey just looks like the fanciest ho-ho.
Yes.
And there's also a really super fancy ding-dong.
It's like ho-hos and ding-dongs for like middle-aged people who have grown up and like can't buy that stuff anymore, you know, and feel good about it, so they get those. They get cake monkeys.
You go to the cake zoo.
You're like, oh, I'm like grown up and I'm mature, so I'll get a cake monkey.
You'd have to isolate the audio to hear my joke. It would be worth it.
I cannot wait to get out my Pro Tools when I get home.
You know, Werner, I set them up, you knock them down. Little game we call bowling in this country. I get real xenophobic, don't you?
Do you think bowling has other names in other countries?
Yeah, round ball white man.
You want to play round ball white man?
Where do they call it that?
In Ukraine, where they call Coca-Cola black sugar water, hot, hot, pop, pop.
What is this that you brought, Pete?
Look, I'm not here to say I didn't bring a quinoa decadence bar, but I totally did. Because some of us want the chocolate in our treats to be raw.
The chocolate in my treats are raw?
I don't believe you.
Well, I'll show you after the show.
I want to see right now.
I can't. It's not appropriate.
Here, I'll be one of the children in your commercial. What's the topic?
What's the topic?
Well, lemonade is a sour sweet treat. My sister spilled it on the car.
Let me just interject quickly that this is happening.
He really likes the commercials a lot.
I do like them a lot. Are we rolling on this?
I did not think it was possible for this dynamic to yield less.
It's not fair. You're over there sharpshooting like one of the old Muppets, you son of a bitch. Why don't you join us over here trying to make the show? You think I can't just sit in a tower and sharpshoot other people's efforts? Fuck you, you're like the Ukrainian Jeselnik, you son of a bitch.
I love you, and I like your body.
Have you
we
been?
Can't be playing the games yet.
How many games have we played?
I got a couple of games lined up.
What are they?
One that you've never played before.
The Leonard Maltin game?
That's easy to understand.
Oh.
And yes, the Leonard Maltin game. Yeah. But I thought I'd ask you, I agree with you, we should still have a little bit more movie talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or some.
Yeah.
See, I knew Werner would help me to keep this under control.
I feel like you're the rodeo guy and he's the prairie dog and we're the fucking, I'm the retarded stallion.
He's bucking around.
Yeah, where does that leave Beck?
I'm the end.
Yes, who is the... What is the fourth iconic character that everyone
rodeo.
Is familiar with?
I have fallen and died in your sarcasm. It's 127 hours. I'm going to lose my arm in a sarcasm. Do you understand? There's a movie.
Give me your hand. I'll pull you up. Wink.
Wait, what do you mean? Why do you get things I don't get? I love getting things.
Because I am listening.
Oh, God. Be sure to follow Seth Herzog on Twitter, everybody.
I think his name is The Zog on there.
Werner Hot Dog, everybody.
Have you been to the movies lately, Pete?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you see?
I can't remember.
Okay, moving on.
Oh, I was going to see The Place Beyond the Pines with Daddy Goss.
Let me ask you this, Beck. Did you say anything to the kids that would be inappropriate to show in the commercial? Like, I know that in one of them they have you saying, that's a pain in the buns.
Right.
Which is an unusual thing to say to children.
I don't think I've ever sworn at them or said any inappropriate words, but I've yelled at them. And I've laughed at them. I've laughed in their faces very hard.
And there's just a lot of in-between takes, a lot of, he's just playing around, that's the kids all get it?
No, they don't. I scare the hell out of them. I scare the shit out of them. But they're kids, they bounce back. So like as soon as you yell at them, and like they'd say something, and I'd like be like, that's a wrong answer! You're wrong! And they'd freak out, and I'd be like, no, I'm just kidding.
What is
and
this?
They'd get really happy.
Stand and deliver? Your voice is terrifying. You sound like Lucifer on helium.
You're wrong!
This is scary. This makes me yearn to direct these commercials.
Well, yeah, it's really all about the director being like, getting takes for himself, being just getting weird, weird stuff that we would never be able to air.
Yeah, well, just
it's totally appropriate.
Just telling that one girl to shut up, I'm watching this, or whatever right. You say to her, hold on, I'm watching this, it's really good television.
Yeah, it's fun. It's about as risque as we can get.
These children need to learn that this is what life is that it is unsatisfying, and they should enjoy their resilience while they have it now, because eventually all is despair.
I couldn't agree more.
I think when Werner starts talking, he's just like, when I get to the word despair, I'll stop. That's my safe word.
Despair is my curb feeler.
Did I ask you about movies you've seen, Beck?
No, you haven't.
What have you seen lately? Anything?
I saw Frost Nixon recently.
Okay.
I feel like if I said that, everyone would be laughing at me. Why are we giving him the benefit of the doubt? That movie is as old as Nixon. That movie is old as shit.
Yeah, it's an old movie.
Shit.
I saw it on the airplane.
I saw Rise of the Guardians. Can we talk about that?
Yeah, well, why didn't you say that?
Okay.
Yeah, I didn't you know had your chance. Well, now we've moved on.
I didn't see it at the cinema.
You saw it in the
I saw the cinema on the airplane.
Sure.
Yeah.
You consider that a cinema.
It's cinema. It is cinema. It's not a cinema, right? It's cinema.
Everyone has turned to me.
What do you think?
I believe that Beck is correct that film and cinema have right, often been synonymous terms. Pete is correct that an airplane is not a movie theater.
But you did not, I did not say movie theater. I said I saw cinema on the airplane.
I did not mean to impugn what you said or imply that you misspoke. I am merely backing up Pete insofar as his claim that a plane is not a movie theater is correct.
What have you seen recently, Werner?
Does every party at your house end in group sex? That voice is so seductive.
I have never experienced a party.
All right, let's play some games. That's a good time to go to the games portion of the show. Let the games begin.
See, that's stressful for you. You have to find the out point.
Oh, it wasn't stressful at all. I just knew it would be him.
You knew it
would...
You son of a bitch.
Yeah, we can laugh off mic and no one knows that we're laughing at you because we don't want them to know when we're laughing at you. That's part of your charm.
When I get in front of Pro Tools, I'm going to isolate that laugh and amplify it. You son of a bitch.
Reminiscent of Gene Hackman in The Conversation. Later, Pete will be tearing up his own floorboards and playing a saxophone.
I don't get so much of the show.
I know, classic cinema, throw a dude off, but...
Pete,
gentlemen, pick your name tags.
I'm sorry, may I ask, Pete, how many movies lifetime would you say you have seen? 5?
No way, tons. The answer's tons.
You seem to be taken by surprise by every movie reference that is made.
Tearing up the floorboards and playing the saxophone, sir, I am the pulse of pop culture. If I don't get that, no one gets it.
You saw Rise of the Guardians and didn't remember.
You should check out The Conversation. It's a classic Francis Ford Coppola,
Franny
Hackman joint.
I've had his wine.
Go pick a name tag. Gentlemen, pick your name tags. Go get a name tag. Bring it back to your seat. That's who you're playing for. Don't read the shithead on the back. I hear and see a lot of good things. It sounds like good name tags. But no matter how much you shake those malted milk balls, it doesn't seem to be getting anybody. What are they? What are you shaking over there? Oh, penne. Okay. Shaking a box of penne. Hold it up. I can't believe anybody would resist that. Yeah, let's get a few seconds of you shaking that shit.
I will confess to momentarily become very excited at the prospect of malted milk balls.
What do you have, Pete?
I have a
hold that up. Show me. Is someone named George?
I don't know. Is your name George? Yes. This is a George Foreman grill. I don't know if you know. It's been featured in many, many films. There's one in Cloverfield, briefly. In Air Force One, there's an early model.
Okay.
And I believe in the classic, one of my favorites, The Conversation.
Yep.
That's what he finds under the floorboard. The prototype of the George Foreman grill.
I honestly think my booming laugh robbed you of a huge crowd laugh. It scared them, and that deserved more.
I think we're okay.
We're going to be all right, you guys. Beck, what do you got there? Show me that doggy.
I have no idea. It's a dog.
It's from
Jessica.
It's from the film Up.
Right, oh, yes, okay. It's the up dog. It's the now I know
up
why
dog,
I got
but the
it.
Name Wait, has been changed to dog. Jessica.
What's up, dog? Nothing much, Doug.
Noises.
We love noises.
They're fun.
People love... Wait, what's he say?
Oh, he talks. Yep. Hi there.
Have you not seen the classic?
In the movie, he goes, squirrel! But I don't know what he's saying. Why? Don't put the microphone there. Why are you defibrillating him? Oh boy.
Wait, it comes out right where the sound hole is.
Find its sound hole quickly.
I want him to say,
why are we doing this?
I was hiding under the porch because I love you.
Does TBS know what you're going to do on TV when you get the chance?
We'll shoot a lot. We'll just cut the best stuff.
Hey, Werner, who are you playing for down there?
I'm playing for a young lady named Sarah who's made a wonderful 3D representation of a shark, much like the shark from the film Jaws. It's bursting out of a cardboard placard with the blood and gristle encrusting its teeth. What I like about it is it demonstrates the unrelenting hatred that nature has for mankind.
I mean, oh, I'm sorry, who are you playing for?
I mean, I'm assuming.
Sarah, okay, Sarah. You're playing for Sarah.
Yes, the first thing I said.
Yeah. It was so long ago. I needed Google Maps to find my way.
These are the burgers they put on the box, Doug.
What are you trying to say?
They don't
look delicious?
They look like squashed old man balls. Now look and laugh.
So you're already seeking out people to sponsor your program. Pete Holmes, great with advertisers. George Foreman Grill, those look like shits on a Barbie.
We'll be right back. Hit it, Doug.
Let's do it. It's my favorite part of the show when Pete's telling me to move it along.
Who here, when they think the word games, gets hungry?
Hungry for games? Pete, you're going to go first.
I am hungry.
This is called
games.
Bane or Lincoln. I'm going to say a line that was either said by Bane in Dark Knight Rises or Lincoln in Spielberg's Lincoln.
No problem.
Spielberg and Tony Kushner's Lincoln. And then you just tell me, we'll go down the line, each of you guess which one it's from. There are no wrong answers, only correct ones.
We're going to go one at a time, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah. Okay. You can say whatever you want, but you might help the other people next to you if you say something that convinces them it's the right answer.
I feel like you could do a good Vin Diesel.
Yeah, probably.
Offer Pete a Fast Five.
No, I don't. What does he say? These cars. These cars are first of the first. Of the first.
Are they fast enough, or are they...
These cars are faster than everything I've seen.
Don't worry about it. They're fast.
It sounds a little too fast.
These too cars fast? Are... Am I too furious?
You're just furious enough, but the cars...
Always furious.
You could kill us all unarmed.
Here it is, Pete.
Hit it.
The line is this.
Speak of the devil... And he shall appear.
Well, that's on the $5 bill.
So you're saying Lincoln?
Come on, Doug. It's Bane.
Okay.
Final.
If you say so. Beck?
I'm going to say Lincoln.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Where? Is this a trick?
No, it's a game, Pete. Everyone gets to guess.
Yeah.
And some people are going to be right, and some are going to be wrong. You haven't been set
up.
It's
just a game. We're all having fun.
Now, this raises the question, are all games tricks? And do we have to reframe our way of viewing games? Would you like
I do feel tricked when I say yes to Pictionary.
Would you like to be tricked into a land of candy?
Or a van of candy. So what's your answer?
Well, I took those Monopoly
Would
deeds
go
downtown. I don't own shit. That
Bane
was a trick.
Or
I tried to
Lincoln.
Enjoy the riff.
Werner Herzog.
Lincoln.
Hmm?
Lincoln.
Well, now I think it's definitely a trick.
Why? Because you won? It's Bane.
Of course it's Bane. What do we... I thought it was going to be like, I found this old speech of Lincoln under my bed. On tea-stained maps, and he said that quote as well, because it could have been either. You guys didn't see The Dark Knight?
Yeah, I saw The Dark Knight. I remember that
I love that,
quote.
That Pete is getting that it could have been either.
That
that's why it's a game, Pete.
zero.
If it was, I'm the president and I have a big hat,
it would be,
it would be more obvious.
Well, I'm going to win this game every time.
You've won the entire game. There's no more. There's no reason to go on.
I'll do one. The fire will rise is the first one.
I think, is that, that's Gandalf.
Oh, I got one.
You said that as if we were all taking a turn, but you are the only one who keeps talking.
I'm an
old... Oh, no, me.
I'm an old, old, lanky man. Here's another long-winded story.
That's Gandalf.
You son of a bitch. It's called Lincoln Urbane.
Or how about Lincoln Urbane? I'm going to the theater, motherfuckers. All right, so... let's play Leonard Maltin game. And but Pete won the right to go first for being so great at Bane or Lincoln.
The only one I'd like to point out that got it correct.
You got all the answers right.
There's, we really need to point that out. That was unclear.
I've won this game before.
All right, you get to pick a category.
You were untrickable.
Yep. Gonna...
And then we'll go to Werner, and then we'll go to Beck, because it's his first time on the show, but he knows how to play.
Oh, yeah.
I think he's more familiar with the game than you are, Pete.
Oh, yeah.
Here on your 17th visit.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure.
Beck's here for the first time, and he's going to be better than you.
Okay.
Would you like?
The Devil Wears Prada.
Okay, I'll tell the story quickly. In the asparagus pea category, which is where you read the entire review, Pete Holmes couldn't get Devil Wears Prada.
You gave me the entire cast as well.
The entire cast.
Is that what you mean?
I said, yeah, I said Meryl Streep and Anne Hathaway, and you said, no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah. I thought it was a porno called
It was amazing.
Hathaway Your Way With Me. Wait. Half Your Way With Me.
Is that the full title with the weight in there as well?
It doesn't quite work, but it'll get you where you want to go.
Michael Moore is celebrating a birthday today. Our friend Michael Moore.
My dear.
That we met in Traverse City, and then you did that to him right to his face. My dad.
I was accosted by a young man who came up and insisted his impression of me was accurate. Because of that impression, my father was laid off and replaced by a robot made with parts from the World Trade Center.
I mean, come on.
I mean, come on. Seriously? Okay.
Hit it.
So, films of Michael Moore.
My dad.
Or at Mr_Tag suggested The Hurt Focker, and that's movies where Ben Stiller gets injured. And at Varkentine, like Valentine, but with an R and a K in there, suggested 7-Eleven, and that's movies with 7 to 11 words in the title. So which one of those would you like to play, Pete?
I want to play 7 to 11.
Okay. You're already counting off on your finger, like trying to narrow it down.
And if it's this one, I'm going to blow my own mind.
2 stars from Leonard for this movie from 2003.
Shit.
He says about it that it's diverting for a while, but there's barely an honest moment in the film, and it doesn't have to go on quite as long as it does. So this one put Leonard in a mood. But he still gave it 2 stars, and he lists about 12 names.
Just give me the first 3.
Out of 12, how many do you think you need? Reading from the bottom up, of course.
I need all 12.
It's a smart opening bid. Let's go to Werner, who's our current champion. Ongoing.
I can name that movie in 6 names.
I like your style.
So
8.
It's got to be fewer than six.
It's got to be fewer? Oh, I didn't realize that part of it.
Or you could challenge me to name the film.
I'm going to go five. Wait, can I do that? Wait, is that
Yeah,
wrong?
You can. No,
is that
good,
bad?
No, it's a good play.
Pete is surprised because he still does not understand the game. Please, Beck, do not go by his reaction that you have done something incorrect.
Whenever I'm lost, I'm looking at you.
I'm surprised.
What a burden this show has become.
Look.
Wait, why are you surprised?
Just get this show up the hill, Sisyphus. I'm surprised that you could have made him name the movie, which, based on that vague description...
I'm
really
lost.
There's no way no one knows what it is, which means there's no way you know what it is, which means I'm about to get a point by making you name the movie.
Theoretically.
So...
Wait, can I change my answer?
That's why
no, I
we try
right?
not to have changed
that's,
answers,
that's
but,
not fair.
But Pete makes a good point.
Pete makes a great point. Yes.
Can this episode be called?
So you
Pete
could
makes
say Werner. The episodes don't have names. You could say Werner Herzog named that movie, and but it is the great
I
Werner Herzog we're talking to
so.
Here.
I can.
You
it's,
would
it's up
be.
To you. You're the. I
it's
will
not
ask
up to
him
me.
To.
It's your decision. But you can ask him to name it if you think he can't get it with six names.
So we're just pretending.
Reading from the bottom up.
Pretending he didn't say
that would be. Well, you're the one that talked him out of it.
Yeah, but I thought that it had been done.
Were you just taunting him?
Yeah, I was talking shit. I was talking trash.
Shit talker. All right.
So no. I'm all for
what do you want
redemption.
Do?
Shawshank.
All right.
What's happening?
I love
I'm
going
to ask Shawshank. You to name that movie.
Then I will be forced to do so.
Your six names are Leland Montevici. Monteveche, Celia Weston, Anne Parisi, Thomas Lennon.
Oh.
Past and future guest Thomas Lennon, Catherine Hahn,
Catherine
and
Hungle.
Robert Klein.
What
are your six names for this movie? Paul is not any of the names.
Oh, the backstage employee. I love that guy.
Yeah, he's great. I just wish he would stop running around and confusing everybody. Got it. Beck, so it's on right. Werner. You don't have to do anything.
No, I know. But what year? What year?
Oh, the year is 2003.
Right. Okay.
And there's 7 to 11 words in the title.
Is this film How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
Yes, it is. Oh, my God.
Good advice, Pete Holmes.
Yeah, thanks, Pete. I was definitely going to guess that, too. That was great. Congratulations.
See, not only does he get
I'm
a point.
Very happy for you.
But I don't get a point.
That's what I wanted.
It is what you wanted.
That's what I wanted,
That's
Pete.
Your better strategy. Throw me the scraps. I'm not going to win, is what I'm saying.
No, I think you can win.
Well, I believe in me.
Werner's
too.
On the board, and let's see what happens by continuing.
Are we still going to play the
let's
7
continue.
To 11 game?
That was just one
that
time.
That was a category that we played this one time. There will be new categories
Mine was
from
I
which to choose.
I still know what you did last summer. No matter what the names were, that was my guess.
So again, your strategy no really more. Paid off. Either way, you weren't going to get the point. but this time we'll start with Beck, and then we will go... Wait. Pete, sorry. Start with Pete again.
Thank you.
Damn it. But we'll go to Beck after Pete. He'll be next up, and Pete gets to choose. At Broadcast Boy suggested, may the odds be forever in your flavor, and that's movies that have food in the title. The great Jonathan Winters passed away recently, so Jonathan Winters Motion Pictures. Or from E_J_Howard, Beverly Hills Flop, and that's Eddie Murphy movies that got below 2 stars. 2 stars or less from Leonard. Beverly Hills Flop. Which one of those do you like, Pete?
What was the first
food,
one?
Food, oh. Winters, or Flop?
Yeah, let's see the food one.
Food one. Would you like a food in the title movie from 2002 or from 1997?
97.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Interesting.
Gonna burn this whole goddamn theater down.
I'm taking you home with me.
So you're telling me I should ask everyone to evacuate?
No. It's just shit talk. It's just shit talk.
Two stars from Leonard for this movie that has food in the title.
Yeah.
1997.
Uh-huh.
He calls it broad. I almost said brood. I don't know why. He calls it broad. And he also says that it's... the film offers no real nourishment.
Very clever, Leonard.
But will appeal to kids just the same.
Are we counting flubber as a food?
No, and we're also not taking pre-guesses. 1997, and Leonard lists...
Shit.
11 names. How many do you think you can get it in?
I bet the other one was Cloudy with a Chance of Meatball.
You're the most focused on another thing person.
Can I change?
That I know.
Can I change?
You are intensely focused on everything but what's really at hand, what needs to be addressed. Out of 11 names, you know that you can start with 11 names. I know that hasn't worked out for you in the past.
Yeah.
You can start out with all the names.
All right. I'm going to say 11 names.
Okay. You did it. Beck, who's playing for Jessica the dog?
I'm going to do 9 names.
9, you got 11. On that day,
Werner.
So many things went down.
Besides the buildings?
That is not what I meant.
You idiot. So many things went down.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Among them, buildings. Beck, by the powers invested in me by Doug Loves Movies, I command you to name that film.
Oh, wow.
Oh, how many names does he get?
9.
9. Okay, 9 names. I feel confident. It's got food in the title, 2 stars, 97.
I'm only thinking of one movie.
Broad, offers no real nourishment, but kids will like it. It's McDonald's the movie. No, that's not it. And your 9 names are Robert Wool, Shaquille O'Neal, Carmen Electra, Ron Lester, Jan Schweiderman.
No, it's Schweiderman.
Dan Schneider, Shar Jackson, Abe Vigoda, and Sinbad. And the movie is called...
Chocola.
Good Burger.
Good Burger is correct.
It was the one movie I was thinking.
All right. Yeah. Okay, Usher. Usher, show yourself out.
Very, very funny.
Tear your ticket and get out. Oh, that was satisfying. That felt really good.
Everybody's got a point but Pete.
Yeah.
That should be the title of your something.
Bold words from the guy who thought Lincoln said, if you speak of the devil, he shall arise.
Yeah, that sounds like something Lincoln would say.
To be fair, that is...
If he was taking over Gotham, maybe.
To be fair, that is just an old expression and it's not an original Bane.
You guys are my least favorite.
Bane did not turn to his writers and say, I need some hot new stuff for my latest speech. Work in some devil imagery that always goes over big. It's a football crowd. I need to grab these people.
Okay, Pete, you get to pick a category. This time we'll go to Werner after you. Would you like? would you like to play, speaking of Tom Lennon, Dangle Unchained? And that's movies that feature Tom Lennon.
Or at Captain Awesome KFT suggested not for Arquette-a-phobes. And that's movies with any of the Arquette acting dynasty in them.
Totally, yeah, I love them.
Or A Bug's Life, and that's movies that have flea in them.
Oh, God in heaven.
We're running out of time. Which one of those do you like? Which one of those do you remember? What were you thinking about when they told you the categories?
Lincoln wearing a Bane mask.
I wish to see that on the internet by tomorrow.
I'm sure you will.
You know, we've had our differences, but I really enjoy you. If you were a child selling lemonade, I'd buy it.
Maybe Pete could be in Grizzly Man too.
Oh. 'Tis a consummation devoutly to be wished. Will it end the same way?
Yes.
That's where I was going with that.
No, I all get it.
Flea, movies with Flea, or movies with Arquettes, or movies with Tom Lennon.
Yeah, none of these are good. Movies with Flea.
Okay. It's the right attitude. Would you like a Flea movie? A Flea vehicle from 98 or 91? These are both in the 19s.
98. Hello.
1998. Leonard Maltin says this is a bomb. He calls it excruciating.
A sex bomb?
Just a regular bomb.
That's a different guide.
Excruciating. And he says that the last word of the review is beware.
Wow.
Yeah. And he lists a lot of names. It's about 15 names. 15 names of this movie that
Flea is in.
Has Flea in it.
From 1991.
Yeah.
It was a bomb.
How many do you need?
For 15. I need 15 of those names.
I'm sorry, Doug. 91 or 98?
98.
Oh, I thought I said 91. It's not the first.
You said 90. Did he say 91 or 98?
You said 91.
It won't be the first time I've.
Which one did you pick?
Forgotten and cost me a point.
I think you picked 98.
Yeah, he picked 98.
And you said 91.
Okay, so
I said 91.
You said 91.
Then he said 98.
Why don't you say whatever you would like to say now?
And well, what one did you already read?
This is 98.
98, I said.
Or 98.
No wonder Leonard wrote Beware. This is his only haunted review.
Sixteen names. How many?
We got another name.
Yeah. That whole fracas gave me time to add.
15. I'm going to stick with 15 names.
Okay. That's solid.
I do have the song Sex Bomb in my head right now.
Okay, we go to Werner.
Yeah, Werner.
15, you said 15 names?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will say 12 names.
Okay, Beck.
I'll say 10.
Love that voice.
Yeah.
Daddy's about to get a point.
You call Werner daddy?
No, I'm gonna say Beck name the movie.
You are?
Yeah.
I think you just did. How many names does he get?
10.
I get 10.
10 names.
I get
Holy
10.
Shit.
I get 10.
I get 10.
All right.
It's not a
big deal. Here you go. Here's your 10 names. I'm not even going to give the clues again.
It's not affecting
That's
me.
That's how confident I am.
I act with children.
I'm not that confident.
I can handle it.
I'll give you the clues if you need them. Ellen Barkin, Harry Dean Stanton, Michael Jeter, Christina Ricci, Gary Busey, Flea, Lyle Lovett, Cameron Diaz, Penn Jillette. How many are we doing? Ten. One more? Tim Thomerson.
Oh, Tim Thomerson. Great. I'm glad I got 10.
How could you do it without Tim Thomerson?
Timmy Timmer Thomerson.
The star of the Dollman franchise.
From 1998, Leonard says it's a bomb.
Beware.
Beware. Excruciating. Flea is in it. What's it called?
Nothing But Trouble.
We're going to have a... Pete, you know how this works, right?
What?
Beck is trying to guess.
Right? Oh, yeah, sorry. I'm trying to guess right now.
It's not Nothing But Trouble. I can read his face.
Say it.
Playing that Sunday game. I gave it a shot.
That's
that
the name
a
of a movie?
I don't know. I just was hoping
playing
it was.
That Sunday game?
I was hoping that was the name of this awful movie. I have no
some
idea.
People don't think it's awful. Mark Harmon was in it, Catherine Helmond, Craig Bierko, Tobey Maguire, Benicio Del Toro, and Johnny Depp in
Traffic.
Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Traffic? I bet you there's not a single person that was in Traffic. Oh, Benicio was in Traffic, but everyone else was not in Traffic.
Wasn't Johnny Depp? Oh, that was Blow. I confused those. They're both drugs.
That's why I won't party with you. Because you confuse Traffic and Blow. And we end up just sitting on a highway.
That was excellent. That was an A+.
We got to play one more round, right? What happened? What just happened? Did Pete get a point somehow?
I got a point.
It's all even.
Apologies to put your hands together. We're going to wrap this up quickly. Who's up next? Who didn't get involved in that? Who asked you to name it? You asked him to name it?
I asked him to name it.
Okay, so Werner gets to
go
first. I hear
the murmur of Werner.
Okay, so Werner, then Pete, then Beck, and Werner gets to pick a category. Would you like Ski Fall? That's movies where James Bond goes skiing. Right to Bear Small Arms, that's movies that have a Tyrannosaurus Rex in there. Or at @lawn_ah suggested Dolphin Lundgren. And that's movies with a dolphin, Dolph Lundgren, or both.
Of these worthy categories, I will choose Ski Fall.
Mm. All right.
Somebody's trying to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. No, I can't find the category. Where'd it go? Where are you, Ski Fall? Oh, shit.
Further apologies to put your hands together.
I can't take the pressure. Would you like a movie where James Bond is skiing from 1969 or 1977?
Funniest year.
Nice.
He did pick the funniest one.
Yeah.
Of those two. 3.5 stars from Leonard for this 1969 movie where James Bond goes skiing. He says that this one is okay. Capital O, capital K, so I don't know why he's yelling. And he says, incredible action sequences.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'll even read the whole sentence because I don't even understand it. Incredible action sequences take first chair. What does that even mean?
He is comparing the elements of the film to a symphony orchestra and saying that the action sequences are so much better than other elements that they would, if they were a violin player, for example, be seated in the first chair. It's English is a really wonderful language, and I urge you all to investigate it. Familiarize yourself with Rosetta Stone.
The expression first chair does come up right away when learning English.
You got me.
Oh, shit. So now we all know what that means. I still don't know why he said it that way,
But you get how many names, Werner?
I thought you were going to tell me.
What?
How many names are there?
I don't believe you have informed me how many names there are from which to choose.
Oh, that's where we're at. Okay.
He's Rosetta.
This is
Stone.
Me trying to hurry. This is like the fast version.
A lot of my best punchlines were talked over tonight, and I don't like that a lot.
What do you mean by talked over? Like the show kept going?
I'm going to light you on fire, I swear to God.
Things that needed to be said. There are 10 names.
and a ghost. Beware.
10 names and a ghost. There's a creaky door in the back that the listeners won't have heard, but that was scary.
I can name that movie in 0 names and 1 ghost.
You do realize True Lies is not a Bond movie.
I think it is established that I'm the one who knows nothing here, Pete. So, good burn.
Oh my God. That incel should definitely take a second or third chair.
Well, Mr. Herzog, regardless of the number you selected, I was going to insist that you name it. Because the drama between Beck and I is over.
Yeah.
And between Doug and I is over.
Even before it had begun.
And it only remains between you and I, the two
Save
point
us
holders.
And tell us the name of this movie, Werner.
Is the name of this film... Oh, first, The Ghost.
You want to name the ghost first?
I will name the ghost.
Who is the ghost?
The Funky Phantom.
And... As you know, I can't say yes or no until you say.
Of course, I understand.
The name of the film.
You are bound by the rules. I believe the film is On Her Majesty's Secret Service.
That is correct. I was dying. I was so hoping I'd get the chance at some point to say to you tonight, no, Sferatu. But I didn't get to do that. It was sad.
I don't get it. A lot of the laughs have been.
Could George come up here and give me a shithead to write down?
Isn't there one on the box?
At the end? Is there on the box?
No one
on the box. Hey, George. And Jessica, is there? There's no shithead on the back of that dog, is there?
On the back of the name tag.
Okay, so tear the name tag off, Beck, and hand that over to me. And we got a shithead on the back here. Oh, she really disguised it nicely. Mm. What? Okay. Okay. All right. These are interesting shitheads. Anything to plug, Pete?
Yeah.
Okay, we're out of time.
My special Nice Try the Devil premieres on May 12th on Comedy Central, 11 p.m.
Yay!
Oh, thank you. And podcast fans should listen to You Made It Weird. That's
yeah.
Love stealing some of that audience, Doug.
We Made It Weird movies, Almost Famous.
Oh, that's right, you and I.
Yeah, Beck, one of the things I like about your AT&T commercials is that
that
there's...
That was real.
Is that
that
they
wasn't
keep,
a bit.
That new ones keep coming out? Are there going to be more of those?
Yeah, there are going to be more.
Nice.
They're going to be like six or eight more.
And it was cool. Did you have fun when you did the one with all the basketball players?
Yeah, it was
all
awesome.
All the classic basketball players?
Crazy. They're
yeah, you
huge.
Must have been like, why the fuck? How did this happen?
Yeah, it was very surreal.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson was really nice. They were all really nice, but Larry Bird was very scary. He's an intimidating man.
Interesting.
Yeah. He's got the glare.
White-on-white crime there.
Yeah. In one of the commercials, I go to hug him. And before we did that, he was like, nobody's hugging me. The director offered
it,
and
he
was like,
room many times.
He was like, if you want to hug him, come over and do it yourself. He kind of said it like he was kind of joking in his basketball player way, you know. I guess he would, you know.
Sure.
It wasn't that intense, but it was kind of.
Because you hugged him anyway.
No, I didn't. I was scared to hug him. I went to hug him, but I didn't grab him.
Okay.
Did you move very slowly, hoping the director would call cut before you made contact?
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what
a
happened.
Game of chicken.
Yeah. What do you got coming up, Warner?
I am working on a reboot of M. Night Shyamalan's The Happening, but it will be done right this time. And I'm directing How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, and Beck, how can people see? You've got lots of comedy on the internet people can see, right? What's the name of your group that you're in?
Good Neighbor.
Woo! Yeah, there you go.
Check out goodneighborstuff.com or on YouTube.
Well, thank you to all of you gentlemen for being here. And can you come back again next week, Werner?
Let me check my schedule.
Check your schedule and let me know. You can tell me after if you want.
I can tell you right now.
Oh. So powerful.
No.
Oh.
Let me see if I can rearrange something.
Yeah, move some things around.
I'll move some things around.
Wait, the winner gets invited back?
Yeah.
When I won, you didn't invite me back.
See how life is?
You're right, Warner. Nature is hatred.
This is like an outtake from one of Beck's commercials.
Yeah, you're learning stuff. It's good.
It's something I just started doing recently, and you're of course eligible tonight, but you didn't win, so we'll see you again in like 6 or 7 months.
I'll see you in 2 weeks when TJ bails.
Yeah, when somebody cancels, that's a different thing. You're going to get the call, of course. You're one of my best people.
It ended sweet.
Thanks to everybody, and especially to put your hands together, because we went extra long tonight. And as always, soap actor Steve Burton is a shithead. Parentheses, who quit General Hospital for rival soap The Young and the Restless. So I can understand, Jessica, why you would, that would be. And Hope and Change is a shithead.
Huh.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in it.